Why do paper cuts hurt so much? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gabe Neal, clinical assistant professor at Texas A&M University, discusses why small slices cause such a big fuss.
Consider for a moment the paper cut. It happens suddenly and unexpectedly, usually just as you're finally getting somewhere on that task you've been putting off. Physically, paper cuts hurt as much as they do for a variety of reasons. They typically occur on parts of our bodies that are the most sensitive, such as the fingers, lips, or tongue. The nerve networks of these body parts discriminate with exceptional clarity the sensations of pressure, heat, cold, and injury. Our brain even has specialized areas to receive signals coming from these parts in high definition. The exquisite sensing abilities that make our fingers, lips, and tongue so good at what they normally do also make injuries all the more painful. These same highly sensitive areas are parts we use all the time. Cuts on fingers, lips, and the tongue tend to reopen throughout the day, dooming us to relive the pain again and again. And the depth of the wound is perfect for exposing and exciting the nerve fibers. With a paper cut, the nerve fibers are lit and they are fully operational. While the physical effects of a paper cut are a real drag, the mental and emotional responses may be even worse. Think back to the feelings you've had about your paper cuts. Surprise that the mundane act of licking an envelope could result in an injury. Shame that your body didn't coordinate such a simple task. Anger for hurting yourself. Or anxiety that it will happen again. Paper cuts are trivial, but they may invoke a complex emotional response. Paper cuts remind us that no matter how many times we have performed even a simple task, we are capable of accidentally hurting ourselves. If that makes us a little more sympathetic to our neighbor's pains and a little more humble, then maybe paper cuts do us some good, too. Maybe.
That was Gabe Neal of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.